flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, we started off on an absolute high. My firstborn son, Andrew Brundage, the author of Andrew Does His Dance, graduated from Park High School. All of our closest friends and family members came to town to help us witness this historic moment. I was giddy. I was excited. We tried to scream louder than any other family over at Aldridge Arena. And yesterday we had, you know, the little celebration at our house, invited all our friends and family and neighbors. And, you know, I tried to do the official thing. You know, I made little invitations and did it old school style, you know, put it in the mail, USPS. And we had Miss Lushick, the principal at Gray Cloud, came by, Mr. Phil Kimmel, the athletic director, all of our neighbors, Carla Bangham was there, our Washington County commissioner, Justin Olson, our Cottage Grove city councilman, our police chief. I mean, baby, it was so beautiful, but there was one person who did not come. And I said, now, where is she? Where could she be? I know I sent the invitation. It did not come back. Where is Miss Charlene Wilcox? Miss Wilcox was Andrew's seventh grade math teacher, the first black teacher he ever had in his life. And I was so excited for my son, Brandon, to get to Cottage Grove Middle School so Miss Wilcox could be the first black teacher he ever had. And then she retired. And I said, oh, man, my baby's not going to get to be in Miss Wilcox's class, because Miss Wilcox was so nurturing and loving, and Andrew fell in love with her. Our family fell in love with her. She just took such great care of not just Andrew, but all her students, right? And so people kept coming, and I kept looking down the street, and like, where's Miss Wilcox? And just moments ago, on my Facebook Messenger, I get a message from Miss Wilcox. Miss Wilcox has not checked her mail in 3 days. Miss Wilcox did not get the invitation to the party until today. And Miss Wilcox is on the phone, so I can get on her right now for not checking. Miss Wilcox.
Shaletta, I am so mad at myself. I could not believe, because, and you're thinking, where am I? You know what I've been thinking? Where's my invitation to his grad party? I have been in and out all week, and I spent a night with my daughter and went from her house straight to a birthday party, and I'm just in and out all week. And finally, today, I check my mail, and I see this little card, and I'm like, I saw your return little sticker, address sticker. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I got it. And I'm thinking, okay, all right, it's later on. It said June 8th,
yes.
And today's the 9th. I could have just, could just cry. I could have cried. I immediately threw open my computer, messaged you, and I even put a little comment. I just sent you a message. Please message me back. And I couldn't believe it. I could not believe I missed my baby's grad party. But
I tell you, we looked for you, and I was telling my family about you, about how you took such good care of Andrew, how you loved him and gave him so much discipline and stayed connected with us. Because those middle school years, Miss Wilcox, you know, you were a teacher for decades. Those are some, you know, very challenging times for kids.
Very
challenging. And you mm-hmm. were right there for Andrew.
And that's when they need the most love and understanding, because they're extreme. They're either all the way over on this end or all the way over on this end. There's no middle ground with them. and you've just got to be able to deal with the extremes with them and just love them through them. And, you know, and I knew it was time for me to retire when I started getting too tired and worn out. I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. My love meter started dropping a little bit. But it was a joy to be there. Someone I sat behind, former students, grandparents and uncles and aunts and parents, and they asked me, well, how long have you been doing this? How long have you been coming? I said, I try to come every year, you know, and just to let the kids know how very, very proud I am and to see the achievements that they've made, you know. And I always say it does take a village, and I've been so honored to be a part of your family's village. And just, my heart was so broken. I didn't get to party with you guys yesterday because I know y'all had a good time.
You know we had a good time. Let me tell you what we had.
I know y'all did.
My mama made Louisiana gumbo. She brought all the real andouille sausage and dried shrimp and stuff. She was getting ready to make the food, Miss Wilcox. She told my daddy, go downstairs and get the shrimp. And we were like, downstairs to get the shrimp? It's in my suitcase. It's in the big. Miss Wilcox, she done packed like she Jed Clampett from the Beverly Hills. She got shrimp and sausage and chicken in the suitcase. She not playing with us. So she brought all her stuff from down south. And Ms. Wilcox, let me tell you something. These Minnesota folk, they didn't even know what to call the gumbo. They was calling it clam chowder. They was like, this is delicious. I said, this is not clam chowder, Minnesota. This is Louisiana gumbo.
Oh, I'm so sorry I missed it, but I would like to come over because I do want to congratulate him in person and give him a big hug, because I saw you and it was, oh gosh, your parents are just absolutely beautiful. Oh my gosh.
I'm so glad we got to see you today at the graduation.
I am too, but I didn't get to see Andrew, but I did. As a matter of fact, I sat a little bit above you and I didn't want to holler your name out. I'm like, we ain't going to be too ghetto.
You could have hollered. I'd have jumped over them people behind me to get to you.
No, but I'm like, I'm going to be nice. But anyway, it was so good to see you, and just so good to just still be able to celebrate these kids and see just how far they come. Because middle school, you just don't know which way it's going to go. And when they get to high school and you see, wow, they really, really, they made it. And just, like I said, to be a part of so many kids' lives is just, it's been such a blessing to me. And they've blessed me in so many ways. You know, one of the songs that I tell my kids I want to be sung at my home going is, my living has not been in vain. Mm-hmm. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain. And that's, you know, that's pretty much, you know, why I do what I do, because I don't want my life to be a life that's in vain. And I love people and love my kids. My kids get mad at me for saying this. I don't have any grandbabies of my own, so I have to, you know.
You done adopted everybody else's kids.
I adopted everybody else's kids, and I call them all my babies.
And, you know, that talks about your level of commitment too, Ms. Wilcox. There, you are retired. You are not required to go to these graduations, but you were there and happy to be there, happy to see not only the children, but their families and everybody that saw you ran to you and was connected to you and wanted to say hi. And, you know, everybody was equally excited, just kind of lining up to say hey to Miss Wilcox and introduce her to their family and friends. And you know, I was in that group. I was in that number. I was trying to get to you before I got to Andrew. I was like, oh, there's Miss Wilcox. And so I'm going to just let you know you're living, your life has not been in vain. You have been such a blessing to not just my child, but, you know, all the children that have passed through your math class at Cottage Grove Middle School. So I wanted to get on you, but I also wanted to thank you. So thank you for being a part of the show tonight.
Thank you, too. And like I said, now you give me a call and let me know when's a good time I can stop by. We just have dinner or lunch or something together so I can just see you guys and see him again before he leaves for school, okay?
All right, I will. We love you, Miss Wilcox.
Love you guys, too. Thank you, Shaletta. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.